So last week, we introduced the theme for the entire year. It's called receive, one word. It's our theme that we're going to walk forward for the next 12 months. And we learned last week to receive, and there's a definition in your sermon listening guide. It means to take possession of. God wants you to take possession of certain things in 2025. He's got what's called an inheritance for you. It's something that is just tailor-made for you. Now, here was the big idea for the series. It's a three-parter. Today's part two, but here it is. We must receive in the upper room what God wants us to have in the lower room. Let me explain that. The upper room is where the disciples went, Acts chapter 1, 120 disciples. They went together and they spent time in God's presence. It's called the upper room. And so this little simple picture, you climb the steps, you go to the upper room. The lower room is where we do life. It's where we live. It's where we work. It's where we go to school. It's where we go to church. It's the lower room. Now here's the secret. If you and I spend the right amount of time in the upper room, which is God's presence, we commune with Him, here's what He'll do. He'll download into our lives His inheritance into the lower room. Now, the challenge of America is this. We're busy people. We are so busy, we zoom from point A to point B every day of the week. And listen, the upper room is neglected. If you want to know the secret for receiving your inheritance in 2025, take a check on the amount of time you're spending in the upper room, because that's where God gives His inheritance into people's spirits. And then after we've done that, we go downstairs and we live it out in the lower room. It's called life. It's just where we do life. And the person who has that balance is the person that's going to be more fulfilled. They'll have a better smile on their face. They'll have a better outlook in life just because they've spent time in God's presence and they then come down and live it out in the bottom. So as we think about part two today, a couple verses in your notes. It says Psalm 47:4. Let's read it. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom He loved. I just want to revisit this. God has something good for you in this year. He chose it just for you. And it's tailor-made. It's specifically your inheritance from Him. And He chooses that for us. We know it's good because Jeremiah 29:11 from last week says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So the next verse is from John 3:27. John the Baptist said, a man can receive nothing unless it's given to him from heaven. Do you realize every good thing that comes into your life has been given to you from God the Father, and He wants to download and bless you in new ways this coming year. So our theme for the year, receive, take possession of certain things. You know how you get possession of it? You got to be in the right position. Your heart has to be prepared for Him to place it into your life. So today or last Sunday, we talked about receiving from God for yourself, your own inheritance. And we went through 6 points and we just said, you know, we have to open our hearts, and as we walk forward in life, God will put things inside of us when we spend time in the upper room. All right, today is part two, and I'm going to call it Receive for Others. Let me explain that. Do you realize God wants to use you to help other people get their inheritance? This is probably one of the greatest privileges of the Christian life, is when we serve other people. And you know what you do? You help other people figure life out. You start with your family, your own kids, grandkids, husband, wives. You you help other people achieve their dreams. And so God has a blessing and inheritance for you to help other people figure life out. Now, the theme of today is just that. Joshua chapter, what is it, chapter 1. We're going to talk about a guy who God used to bring to pass an inheritance in other people's lives. And let me just stop here. He has chosen each of us to be a blessing to other people. Don't ever forget that. He's got good things for you, but he also wants to use you to be a conduit of blessing to other people. But we have to receive from God first to make that happen. So what I want to do this morning is share with you five thoughts of how we can receive from God his blessing for other people. So five simple things. All right. Number one in your notes. Be open to his call for you to lead or help other people. Simply put, it's this. God has a call on your life to be a blessing of help in leading other people. Let me just say it again. He has a call, a summons. He's chosen you to be a blessing to other people. Now, in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, read with me verse 6. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Here's what he said. Joshua, you are taking Moses' place. You're the new leader. And he says, you will lead these people to inherit something. I want you to put your name in there. You could put your name in there and say, he has chosen you to lead and help other people find their inheritance. Now, you may be here today and you say, you know, I'm really not a leader. And John Maxwell has a great definition of leadership. And here's what it is. Leadership is influence. If you're a mom in the home, can I tell you, do you have influence? Absolutely. You are a leader. Just because of who you are in relation to your kids. How about as a grandparent? You may have kids coming and going. You have a sense of influence over your kids and your grandkids. Maybe you don't have children. But if you're a teacher, kids are in your neighborhood, you love on them, you have influence, therefore you're a leader. Everybody has influence in some area. And here's what he's saying. I've got a call on your life, like I did with Joshua, to lead people into their inheritance. Now for these folks, it was the land of Canaan. You know, they waited 40 years for it. And he says, you're going to lead the people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers. Let me stop there. Do you realize your kids, your grandkids, the people in your neighborhood, God has something good for them, and he's chosen you to be a Joshua to them. He's got a call. He says, just be available. You got to receive it. Be aware of it. Believe it. And then go ahead and be the pipeline to all these other people in the sphere of your life. Number one, just be available. Know and understand, leave here today knowing he's got a call on your life to be a blessing to many people. All right, number two. The second point about receiving from God to help others is this. You're commanded to be strong and courageous. If you have a pen with you and you're on your sermon listening guide, circle the word courageous. Now, on the back side of your sermon listening guide, there's a verse. It's very short. Let's read it together. Be strong and very courageous. Three times in this passage, God's telling Joshua to be strong and courageous. And here's why. He was about to do something he had never done before. You may be here today and 2025 is in front of you And for some of you, there's decisions that have to be made about jobs, career, relationships, all kinds of things. And you know what? It's going to require something called courage, because you've never done it before. Joshua was probably scared to death to lead up to 2 million people, stepping into the shoes of Moses, who was an amazing leader, and he was now the new Moses. And God says, Joshua, I want you to be strong, and you got to be courageous. I read some information about a guy by the name of Eddie Rickenbacker. Some of you recognize or know who I'm talking about. He was born in 1890, and he joined the military, and he became a pilot, and he became the ace of World War I. What does that mean? He shot down 26 enemy aircrafts, the highest of any single person. And so this guy, Eddie Rickenbacker, became known as the ace of aces during World War I. He was just good at it, and he put his life on the line, and he'd go head-to-head with the enemy aircraft, and he fortunately came out on top, but he shot down 26 planes. And he received the Medal of Honor from President Roosevelt, President Hoover, I'm sorry. But he was a hero in that way. But here's the point. He made a statement that I think we all can relate to. It's in your notes. Here's what he said. Courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you're scared. So here's a guy, had over 300 air hours of combat. And he said, okay, he became the ace of the aces, the best at his trade. But he says, courage is what you do when you're afraid. You see, it's not just a total free ride. I've got courage and I never feel scared or afraid. That's not how it works. Courage is what you have when you're afraid. Because he had to step out and do something he'd never done before. 2025, you might be trying or doing things you've never done before. It could be in business. It could be something, a career change, whatever it is. And it'll take courage to make it happen. So Joshua, God says to Joshua, be strong, be courageous, because you're going to be a new territory in your leadership and influence of other people. Here's what John Wayne said. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. Hey, we got to saddle up even when we feel afraid. And then here's a quote by Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. What does that mean? It's your mindset. Whether you believe in yourself, okay, you're going to make it happen. If you don't believe in yourself, either way, you're going to be right. You might as well be right believing in yourself. So here's a quote. It's in your notes, and I'll have Jack put it up. Courage will follow when faith takes the lead. Here's what it's saying. Believe in yourself. Have courage. You know, it's going to be in the face of when you are afraid. You're scared to try something. Hey, courage is just that. That's what Eddie Rickenbacker taught us. All right. So number one, God's got a call on your life. Number two, we're commanded to be strong and courageous. Number three, I love this one. The third point is this. Act on what God calls you to do. You got to act on it. You got to make it happen. You got to take the risk. You got to step out and believe. So read with me the verses in your notes under number three. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Circle the word obey. Here's what it means. It means to keep, to guard, to observe, to give heed to pay attention to, and to protect. If you and I want to have a prosperous and successful 2025, you know what the secret is? Stay in tune with what God is directing you to do in life. The people who will self-destruct are the people who do life on their own. Just give it time. We all have been down that path. But the secret of a life, and it's interesting, the word success is not used very much in the Bible, but when it is, it's used when a person obeys or acts on what God shows them to do. Their life becomes prosperous and successful because they are walking in His blessing. So in Galatians 5:25, the verse there, it's not in your notes, but let me read it to you. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This is what it means. What do you need to stay in step with in 2025? Or what do you need to step into that God is calling you to do? You know, in a couple weeks, we're going to do this church-wide series called Church on Fire. I'll have Jack put that up. And it's a 6 weeks home study, a Bible study. It's a video-based deal. We're going to talk about Sunday mornings, beginning on, I think, on the 19th. And then we're going to meet in people's homes or at the church during the week and watch the video. Now, I just want to put out an invitation. Maybe you've never done something like that before, done a home group. It's 6 or 7 weeks long, and you meet in somebody's place. You spend an hour, hour and 15 minutes. You watch a video. You talk about it. You may have some refreshments then. It's just a lot of fun. But the point is this. We need people who will be a host home. What's that? You've got a house or an apartment, and you're willing to open it up. And there's a sign-up sheet on the table out there. If you're willing to do that, we'd love to have you put your name down. We'll find some people to come once a week to your place. Or maybe it's being a facilitator. What does that do? It's a person who just oversees or directs that whole hour or hour and 15 minutes together. You don't have to have all the answers. You just need to be able to run a DVD player and follow the guide that we'll be working with. Or maybe you just want to attend somewhere. There's a sheet out there for that, and Bjerg put sheets out for different people that already have groups formed. So we either get you in a current group or create new ones. The point is this. You feel called to do that. Your heart's kind of thumping and say, you know what? Maybe I could benefit from it. The study is on prayer. Church on Fire is all about prayer. Just learning how to pray better in the upper room. So we're going to do that together. But if God is calling you to be a host home, maybe be a facilitator, or maybe you just need to attend, put your name down. And we'll try and match things up so you're able to do that. But the point is this. Here, I'll have Jack put the next slide up. Obedience is the key that opens every door. Let me stop. You want to receive God's total inheritance this coming year for you as an individual? Obedience, following what He says you to, calls you to do, is the key that will unlock your inheritance. You and I will be most blessed when we pay attention to what He's speaking to in our hearts, and we go after it, and we make our lives available to Him, and we get to the end of the year, and it'll be an awesome year. You know why? We've just tried to stay in step with the Spirit of God and what He's leading us into a deeper life in a relationship with Christ. So we got to act on it. Whatever God drops into your heart today, act on it. Be obedient. If it's in line with His Word and everything is agreement there, just go for it, because that is what it's the next step in receiving your inheritance. All right, number four. The fourth thing we're going to look at is guard your heart against emotional thieves. Read with me Joshua 1:10 in your notes. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's interesting. Last week, we talked about the same thing. Guard your heart against negative emotions that can trap you or pull you down. Here he says, don't be terrified and don't be discouraged. You may be here today and you're discouraged about life. It happens. Stuff happens. And you got to push back on and say, okay, how do I get back on track? This is why they're thieves. When we have negative emotions and they get a grip in our hearts, we begin to leak on the inside. What do we leak? We leak confidence. We lose our faith. So we got to guard against it. You got to be careful. Do not let these negative emotions rob or steal the good stuff God has for you. All right, here's a quote. Regret and fear are twin thieves that rob us of today. Now, there's other things too. Not just regret and fear. It could be a whole bunch of stuff. Could be guilt. Could be a lot of stuff. Do not let those things be a thief in your life. Joshua, you're going to do something new and different. Have courage. Be strong. This is a pretty tough, tall order. I'm going to be with you. But do not become terrified. Do not let your circumstances overwhelm you to the point where you're paralyzed. Why? Because God, if we let him live in us, is bigger than the circumstances that we are facing. So point number four, Joshua, guard your heart against emotional thieves. Number five, the fifth thing we need to do is we need to get ready. Get ready. Read it with me, verses 10 and 11 in your notes. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. Get ready. You know, any basketball team, and Olivia's here today, she plays basketball, Abby does others, any football team, if you want to be successful on game day, you get ready in advance. You got to get prepared. The same is true to live out and receive your inheritance. Spend time in the upper room. Take some time in the morning or night and say, God, just you and me. I want what you want for me. And then he downloads it into our hearts and we live it out in the lower room. So, five things. Number one, God's got a call in your life for you to lead or help other people. You're a leader if you have influence. Number two, be strong and courageous. Courage is what you have when you're afraid. Number three, act or obey on what God calls you to do. Right now today, you know, even during this service, he's putting ideas into your heart for this year. Guaranteed. You're thinking of stuff that maybe I could do this or try this or be a teacher or help with the Young at Heart or the kids program or food ministries. There's all kinds of things. And he's stirring your heart. Pay attention to that. Because when you act on it, it's the key that unlocks the future. Number four, guard your heart against emotional thievery. Don't let that happen to you. We leak our faith when that happens. Number five, get ready. We need to be prepared. All right. Concluding slides. Here we go. Three of them. Before everything else, getting ready is the secret of a lot of success. Get ready for a good year. Just be prepared. All right. Here's the next one. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Joshua was all in. He said, God, here's my life. I want what you want for me. Use me. And God used Joshua in a mighty way to lead other people to an inheritance they would otherwise not have received. You see, that's your person. That's who you are to other people. You're needed in the kingdom. And here's the last one. receive his empowerment for you to lead and help other people. We're going to pray, and then Pastor Jack's going to come and lead us in communion. But I want to take just a few moments for you to receive God's bestowment of power to help other people. Let's pray. Close your eyes and bow your heads. I want you to take just a few moments of silence. Open your heart and say, God, what do you have for me in 2025? He'll show you. Just receive it by faith. He could plant something in your heart today because you're in his presence that may not happen for 3 months, but you're open to it. So receive by faith everything for today, this week, even for the entire year. Just open your heart and say, God, here I am. Use me to help other people figure life out. Father, we thank you this morning that we can encounter the Spirit of the living God who brings aliveness and hope when we are dead in our own trespasses and sins. Lord, I pray for each person here that you will birth a new sense of aliveness. Quicken that person on the inside. Set a new spark that you can create and generate newness in our lives, all because we're spending time in the upper room of your presence. I pray for the person who's feeling down, who's discouraged, who's depressed, that you'll help him or her push back and deal with the negative emotions that rob us of peace and joy. And I pray for the person here that just wants to make their life so count in this year, 2025, that you will unlock, you'll open doors, you'll create a future they never dreamed possible because you're God living in them. So, Father, I pray for us as a church that you will give us as a body your big picture assignments, whatever that is. More than what one person can do, but what 100 or 100 plus can do, we just pray you'll show us what your plans are for this year. So, Father, bless each heart here today as we now just receive not only our own inheritance, but the empowerment to help other people receive the good things you have for them. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.